Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this week's episode, the days of gathering with family around a massive living room radio to listen to your favorite broadcast are long gone, sadly. You can still find the old programs, and that's worth a Google search. But Seattle's Sandbox Radio is keeping the tradition of radio variety shows alive, with loads of talent, humor, drama, and musicality. Their latest creation is The Words and the Bees. In this presentation, we'll hear works by Wayne Rowley, Elizabeth Heffron, David Grimm, Peggy Platt, and Scott Augustin, and a special appearance by our favorite librarian, Nancy Pearl. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction by Jose Gonzalez. The Words and the Bees was performed at Town Hall Seattle on April 25th. Their next show, The Bridal Issue, is coming up on June 6th at ACT Theater. So, off we go. Do note, this production does include themes and language of an adult nature.
Sit back and relax as we take you into the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
Ba da ba ba danga dang dang da boo ba da boo ba ding a ding ding get it dip 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 dip.
Oh, I love you like I do.
Dip 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 dip.
Oh, why I do.
This place is busy.
Yeah, it's super popular. Best food in town, and the service is outstanding.
Okay, I need one switcher special, left, right, and back to the left with a nod out in between.
Order up!
Maybe we should come back later.
Oh, no, dude, trust me, it's always like this. I can't believe you've never been here. How old are you?
15 minutes, I think.
15 minutes?
Is it cold in here? I feel cold. Are you frightened? I'm feeling frightened.
Of course you are, dude. Don't worry. Look at me. I'm 9 months old. I've been coming here 5-6 times a day since I was your age. Developmentally, I'm right on track. 50th percentile, straight down the line. And I swear to you, it's because I eat here.
Hi, welcome to Mom's Diner. You guys need a booth or do you want a table by the window?
Oh, it's too cold.
He's new. Can we just grab a seat at the counter?
Take whatever's open. Okay, who's next?
Don't we need menus?
Nah, ask your server. Smart money's on the specials.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to Mom's. How can I help you today?
Suddenly, everything is cold and loud and horrible.
I've got just the thing. What's your name, hon?
I don't know.
Your name is Felix. Here you go, Felix.
Felix. Wow, this is a great place.
See, dude? I told you. Waitress.
Welcome to Mom's. What can I get you?
Hi, nice to see you. My name's Jasper.
I know what your name is.
Super. So, what's good today, waitress?
Boobs.
Excellent, excellent. Anything in particular you'd recommend?
The right one is fuller.
Great, I'll take it.
Deraining a right!
And it happens every single night.
Unbelievable.
Without fail.
You would think he would learn.
I'm lying there. I don't have control of my legs. I realize that. I'm not saying I have control of my legs. I don't. I know I don't. But still.
It's natural.
It's nature. It's science. The diaper comes off, my penis hits the open air, and I pee.
All over him.
All over him, all over me, all over everything. Some nights, it hits the crib like 3 feet away.
Impressive.
But still, it gets everything soaking wet. I mean, I require a whole new diaper, a complete change of clothes. It adds like 20 minutes to the whole operation.
Daddies.
All he can do, night after night, is stand there like an idiot as he's getting peed on, telling some person named God to damn it.
God?
Yeah. Sometimes he tells his God person to damn it or damn it all to hell. Sometimes it's someone named Sweet Jesus. I don't know. I don't think he's talking to me. I don't know who he's talking to.
Oh, I've heard of that. He's praying.
Really? Well, you think if he has the clarity of mind to call upon his higher power, he'd be able to put his freaking hand up over his open mouth.
Right.
I mean, just his hand, that's all it would take. It's just a stream of urine. It's not a laser.
Daddies are not always the sharpest tools in the shed.
Tell me about it.
This is why they so often get the night shift around here, so their mistakes can be hidden under the cloak of darkness. You have to be patient with them.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Hey, Daddy.
My name is Daddy, and I'll be your server this evening. Can I interest you tonight in something off our after-hours bottle menu?
Sure, that sounds great.
This is a very nice 3-ounce serving, pumped less than 36 hours ago from your mother's right breast, and stored in the back of the refrigerator until just moments ago. The nipple is a Dr. Brown Slow Flow, just like you like it. And I think you will find the temperature slightly warmer than room, as the internet suggests.
That's lovely, thank you.
Can I get you anything else right now? Wipe any poop off your butt or anything?
No, I think I'm good, thanks. Just pace back and forth in tiny concentric circles until I fall back asleep, please.
You are perfect in every way imaginable.
Thanks, Daddy!
Wow!
I know.
He's good.
He's got experience. Do you have any brothers?
No, just a big sister.
See, that's why!
What's why?
Why your daddy gets peed on. Girls are different. They don't have penises.
Get out of town.
That's the main difference.
That's...
What?
That's just an urban legend.
No. It's true. I swear, it's true.
Did you Snopes it?
I don't have to Snopes it.
I'm gonna Snopes it.
How are you gonna Snopes it? You can't even hold your own head up.
Hey, kid.
Hi, Dad.
Are you hungry?
That's why I'm sitting in the booth, old man.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Yeah, except...
What's the matter?
That is a bottle of ketchup.
Huh? Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, you need to keep an eye on him.
Waitress, can I get some service, please? Waitress! Wait, hello, waitress!
Can I help you?
Hi, yes, sorry, I've been waiting.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I've been waiting, and I didn't know where you'd gone, and...
I had to change my shirt.
Well, yes, but I think that if you have customers at your table, you should make sure that they're taken care of.
I was only gone for a minute.
Well, yes, but if it's all right with you... I would like to order something to eat.
You just ate.
Yes,
You just returned your last order in full.
I'm sorry. Do you not speak English? Or I would like to order.
I'm going to go get the night manager.
Excuse me?
One moment, please.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. I have never been treated so rudely in my entire life.
Is there a problem?
I will say there is. Are you the authority here?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the big boss. How can I be of service to you, ma'am?
Thank you. I would like to eat. I would like to eat right now until I am finished eating.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
And?
You've been here all night.
Night? What do you mean night?
Night is when we sleep.
Look, mister, I don't know what you're talking about, but I have been coming here for years.
Weeks.
Excuse me?
Weeks. You've been coming here for weeks.
Weeks, years, whatever. My point is that you are very close to losing my business forever.
Have I shown you this?
What?
This.
Oh, please. This is unbelievable. Who do you think you are? What is your name, sir? I would like to know your name and the name of that hussy who was in here earlier. What is that?
That is your mobile.
That is just... Okay, well, that's kind of fantastic.
I'm glad you like it.
What holds it in the air like that?
That's what you have to figure out.
Oh, I will, sir. Is he that guy watching that whale make another rotation? I'm going to want to continue our discussion, don't you think I will?
Sure.
Good night to you, sir.
Okay, that was delicious.
Did I tell you or did I tell you?
And seriously, I can poop?
Yep. Right in your pants. They love it.
This place must do a crazy brunch business.
Oh, on Sunday mornings, it's a madhouse.
Plus, the waitress was very pretty. Will I always get her?
Yep.
Where do we pay?
That is the best part, my friend. It's free.
Come on, what's the catch?
There is no catch. That's what's so crazy. You come here and it's all you can eat 24 hours of the day for at least a year. All she asks in return is your complete love and devotion until the end of time. And you can never leave her side, not even for an instant. Plus, this isn't a rule, but you'll prefer it if you never loved another.
Sounds reasonable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Know why I love you like I do.
Traveling bee salesman, every day in this big, bristling burrow is boffo and bodacious.
Clean up aisle, flash drive.
Welcome to the Bitter Lake Business Depot, better living through bottom price business cards. How can I help you?
Hi again. It's Nancy, your friendly neighborhood bee salesman.
Oh, yeah, Nancy, our bee salesman. Has it been bopping? Last time you came in, you sold us all those bee books, including the burrows, yeah?
Naked Lunch, Junkie, and Queer, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Huh, the staff really got off on it.
Well, I'm back, and boy, do I have some great bees for you.
Look, Nance, I hate to say it, but the boss wasn't that into the burros.
She wasn't?
No, too many people started showing up to work with apples on their heads.
Oh, that's not that unusual.
She was wondering if you had any Baldwin or Bronte or Bloom.
Judy Bloom?
Yeah, big seller. Goes good with bubble wrap.
Well, let's just open up the case and see what screams out at us, shall we?
Oh, Heathcliff!
People are trapped in history, and history is trapped in them.
We must increase our bust!
Oh, yeah! Bronte, Baldwin, and Bloom. Hey, Belva, get over here. It's the bee salesman. Help me pick some bees that'll complement our business cards.
Does she have Butler or Bradbury in that case?
Both. Let's see. Here's a little Bradbury. Fahrenheit 451?
Most death! No, wait. I know what we need. Dan Brown.
Dan Brown? If I do, he must be way down at the bottom. Oh, here we go.
Mea culpa.
Yeah, okay. Order us some of that.
Brown, are you sure?
Totally what it feels like to spend your days amid paper products.
Word. All right, then. Brown it is. I'll be back soon. Be well.
Back at ya. Nancy Pearl, everybody.
Am I, by nature as in name. And mighty lucky am I, there the same. Had I been born an epilogue by type, yet christened prologue still, well, what a ripe old circumstance for comedy 'twould be. With as the butt of every joke, yes, me. But as I seek to bring you awe, not mirth, I'm mighty glad to walk upon this earth as prologue. This is my way. I don't like sunny days, prefer the gray. So in that shade, my tale shall find its hue. But first, let's gossip about Frank Perdue. So, here, Frank's full tale I'll relate like this. Perdue lived by chicanery. A piss-poor pun, I know. And yet it is the truth. Deception, fraud, and subterfuge, forsooth, were all the friends Frank had upon this earth. A sorry, solitary state. But dearth of friends and love brought riches to his purse. Why, he could steal a corpse from out its hearse without the widow's notice. It's a fact. I've seen him do it twice, to be exact. Though what he did with those cadavers, hell, does the term chicken nuggets ring a bell? Enough poultry humor. A musician it was. Finally brought the partition of Frank from that which one might call his life. This player of the cello had a wife, much coveted and lusted for by Frank. He longed to nibble at her ears and spank those bouncy portions some call derriere. For 18 months, Perdue did scheme and stare, plotting a course wherein he'd win her charms and find warm succor in her naked arms. at last, his lustful labors bore him fruit, and Frank found... Frank found...
Please, don't let me interrupt.
Can I help you?
Go on. Don't mind me. I'll wait.
You'll wait? I'm right in the middle of something here.
You won't even know I'm here. Like a mouse. Continue. And Frank found...
I know where I was. And Frank found happiness in his pursuit. See, you've thrown off the rhythm. I was...
Go back a line or two. Build momentum. Get your stride.
I don't need advice on how to do this. And they're not lines. They're called couplets.
He could have fooled me.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to the audience?
Sorry.
At last, his lustful labors bore him fruit. And Frank found... Who the hell are you, anyway?
Please, just finish the Purdue story. They're going to lose the thread.
No one's losing any thread. Not while I'm prologue.
Sorry. Just seems to me... Really, what is the point of a prologue? You come out here as a sort of a warm-up act before the real story gets underway?
Well... Not that I feel the need to defend my position, but focusing the collective consciousness. It's very important to do that.
And then you're forgotten as soon as you're off the stage? Most directors dispense with you entirely. Face it, you're an antiquated and sycophantic device used only when there isn't all that much confidence in the main story.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the epilogue.
Epilogue? There's an epilogue?
I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
Oh, you've got a lot of nerve to stand there and question my validity.
What I do is entirely different. I am the closure to catharsis. I am the final tears. Whether of sadness or of joy, whereas you are little more than an usher who's been given some lines.
Oh, come on. All right. No, thanks, Evan. Thank you. Look, what are you doing here anyway? Aren't you a bit early?
That's why I said don't mind me. I'll wait.
I bet I know what kind of epilogue you are, too. You're one of those apologias. You're one of those, if we spirits have offended, think but this and all is mended, purveyors of bullshit, seeking forgiveness for having wasted the last 3 hours of everybody's time.
Putting a story in perspective is not, ipso facto, an apology.
You, ipso facto, are a pompous ass.
Now, wait a minute.
Epilogue, huh? More like an afterthought. Ha-ha!
Lo! Now let the clouds of forgetfulness descend upon us like a dusky shroud. Blotting out the future for another tongue's retelling at another time! Hearken, ye winds of comfort to the west. Come blow us gently homeward to our rest!
Come blow us? What the hell was that? Who says come blow us? And there was only one rhyme in the whole thing. You can't honestly give that as an epilogue.
Are you going to finish your Purdue story or what?
Shut up. Where was I?
Frank found happiness.
Frank? No, I want to go back. Build momentum. At last, his lustful labors bore him fruit. And Frank found... Damn you and your cloud of forgetfulness, you've thrown me off my game.
I've just had a horrible thought.
I know, what if I can't remember the rest?
No, it's... How do I put this? Do you notice anything missing?
Oh my God, my wallet. Someone's taken my wallet.
No, it isn't that.
Then what is it?
Think.
What is the one thing which has always prevented you and I from meeting each other?
Actors' equity.
The play. You're always on before, and I'm always on after, and in the middle, there's this 3-hour span.
Oh. 2.5 on a good night.
So where are they? Where is everyone? What's happened to the play? You're right.
Usually by this point, a couple of nasty pieces of work in black tights come on fighting a duel over the honor of some girl in a corset. Right. That's when I know it's safe for me to go.
Hello? I have it. They're waiting for your final line. They can't come on until you've spoken your final line.
I don't like this.
Finish your prologue.
It's given me the creeps.
Are you listening? You've got to finish your prologue or we'll be stuck here for eternity.
Eternity?
Relax. Just focus yourself. Make your mind a blank.
You make your mind a blank. I'm trying to remember this speech.
Work your way backwards.
Thighs. Skies. Scorn. Born. Made. Planned.
What are you doing?
Shut up! I got it! 'Twas at a concert which our cellist played that congress betwixt wife and Frank was made. Each time he drew the G-string with his bow, did Frank her G-spot hammer down below.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hearing at last his wife's cries of pleasure causes our cellist to drop a measure. And in this momentary silence born are equal parts fury, outrage, hate, and scorn. With this rich brew, he curses to the skies Perdue, who nibbles at his wife's full thighs, dropping his cello, reaching for an axe. Our cuckolded musician swings, attacks, and drives the fateful blade into Frank's skull. Presenting to our ears this tale to mull, struck dead by forces nothing could assuage. Perdue was murdered in a cellist's rage. There. I'm done. Well, this is when the play's supposed to... Someone comes in from over there, and someone from over there, and I can't leave until they start... And you can't leave until they finish.
Hello?
Well, maybe they're stuck in traffic. Is 520 closed?
What are we gonna do?
Hey, audience, are you just gonna sit there?
I don't want to be trapped up here with him, honest.
Me? What's the matter with me? Why?
Help!
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 Installment of Platitudes from the mind of Peggy Platt.
I'm a Northwest liberal, so I voted for no plastic bags within the Seattle city limits. Although, as a Seattleite, I will drive outside the city limits to get the free, good plastic bags. And it was in the parking lot of an unnamed free, good, plastic bag, mega grocery store, that I had an epiphany. I was exiting the store.
Save the bees. Would you like to make a donation to save the bees?
I thought I could use a karma point or two for the plastic bags, and, well, it is the bees, for pity's sake.
Give what you can, because without the bees, where would we be?
Anyway, I was walking away feeling smug about my bee donation and almost absolved for my damage to the ozone layer when I overheard...
You're taking donations for bees? I only give to select charities, not special interest groups.
I guess bees are special interest groups now. Well, they are pretty special, that's for sure. They directly pollinate 30% of the world's crops, 90% of our wild plant life. Bees affect our whole ecosystem. They're just a little scary. Like women. Special and scary. Sure, everybody likes boobs. They've been celebrated by Da Vinci, Rubens, R. Crumb. And women's butts, more popular than ever. Most lady parts are revered and loved. So loved that a third of the population keep their women covered up, protected, like a sandwich in a Ziploc bag. Sealed for freshness, to be used at a later date by their owners. Yes, the outside of a woman is very loved. It's the inside parts that some people find oogie. The original don't ask, don't tell. Don't want to know what's going on down there or how it works. It'll just ruin it for me. As close as I want to come to the inner sanctum is rapping at the gate. And who can blame them? It does kind of take the shine off. Buying maxi pads for your ladies' aunt Flo. Periods are a chick thing. Nothing a man should deal with, so suck it up. 4 to 7 days a month. 5 to 10 days of premenstrual mood swings. 3 to 5 days of postmenstrual anemic exhaustion. And finally, ovulation, the magic window of fertility. That time varies from 5 minutes if you're completely prepared financially and really, really, really want a baby. 2, 3.5 weeks if you're poor, 14, and haven't even had an orgasm yet. But I digress. Women's health is best decided by insurance companies, the courts, and the Senate. We as women should be willing to drive hundreds of miles for services needed. It's nothing. Just birth, reproduction, a cakewalk. We just create life. And without women, there'd be no propagation of the species. Guess women are just another special interest group, like the bees.
Thank you for that.
Name basis. I could tell you I'm a squirrel. But don't go to the trouble of remembering any of that. Soon enough, it won't matter. I'll be dead in a few minutes. No point in giving a rodent carcass a moment's notice. Just a few short hours ago, I was paying a little routine visit to Maud the Mole.
Sade, is it you?
You know who it is, Maud.
I wasn't sure. I'm blind, you know.
Pretending to be blind was part of Maud's game. See, She was a medium. She'd read your tea leaves, she'd read your palm, she'd read the greenbacks right out of your wallet.
You want me to do your cards, Sade? Get a peek at tomorrow.
Like tomorrow's gonna be any better than today.
Well, maybe something real good is right around the corner. You never know.
How's your love life? Maybe I can help with that.
I'm here to deliver a message from Barbara Beaver.
Uh-oh.
It's about her wife. Barb says Betty is here twice a week, spending a fortune to have her fortune told.
Lesbian beavers. Who would have ever thought we'd see that in our neck of the woods?
You got a problem with dam building dikes?
Not in the least. But it's a free forest. If Betty wants to come calling, who am I to turn her away?
Who are you? You're a con mole, that's who you are. You're no more a psychic than the rye bread I had for breakfast.
I am an honest businesswoman. I'm just trying to share my gift of the sight.
And I am just the messenger. You want to mess with Barbara Beaver, be my guest.
Bob Beaver's a bit of a bruiser, isn't she?
And not above whacking a mole.
Some folks got no class.
Hey, Sade, while you're here, there's something I wanted to ask you about. I was going to get you on the horn, but since you're here, you got a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute. But I swear to God, Maud, if this ends up being one of your cons, I'll use your skin on my bunions.
Jeez!
You try to help a body, and this is what you get. Here's the thing. I need your services to help me retrieve a certain object of considerable value.
And what object would this be?
Oh, you know, just the Woolworth pocket watch.
What? I had to knock those tiny teeth out of your tiny skull. The Woolworth pocket watch is just a story, a fairy tale.
No, it ain't. It's as real as the first snow of winter.
It was a long time ago. Summer it was. June, maybe July. Hell, it could have been August. A couple of humans came to the meadow and spread out a damn checkered blanket and put down damn wicker baskets and had one hell of a picnic. Potato salad, biscuits, beer, the works.
Oh, Harold, this is the best picnic ever.
Thanks, Gloria. How about a kiss?
How about more than a kiss, big boy?
And then right there, in front of dozens of horrified woodland creatures, they made it as only primates can.
Oh, Harold, I'm getting wet.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, it's starting to rain.
Oh.
Let's finish up in the back seat of the Rambler.
They left behind a pile of underwear that nobody wanted. And a shiny little trinket that everybody wanted. The Woolworth's pocket watch.
A lot of animal blood was spilled over the desire for that watch.
Maud, who is telling the story?
Well, excuse me for living.
After a lot of fuss over who owned it, they decided to hang it on the old birch by the pond.
But just seeing it dangling in the sun drove some folks crazy. It taunted them. Some believed it had the power to heal or bring love.
Love. They should have hung the panties in the tree.
You can be a very vulgar squirrel, Sade.
But it's been gone for a long time. They say human hikers took it away.
Uh-uh. It never left. Been here the whole time.
What? The Woolworth watches in the woods? Our woods?
That's what I'm saying. And I will make it very worth your while to help get it.
Okay. Why the hell not? Where is it?
It's in the hive.
Which hive?
Oh, you're not gonna like this, but the crazy bees.
Shit.
Yep.
There's this hive of bees in the crook of a larch by the brambles. On the north, there's a secret acre of marijuana plants. On the south, a patch of loco weed. These bees harvest the pollen from both. Those are some crazy frickin' stingers.
You up for it?
Well, I'm gonna try.
Oh, and Sade, listen. Be careful of...
Maud! For all the tea leaves and tarot cards, that was a fate the mole didn't see coming. So I set out for the hive. I get halfway there and my squirrel sense tells me I'm being tailed. I heard a rustle in the underbrush. I pull out my trusty .38. Okay, Joker, show yourself.
Hey there, Sade.
Slinky. Ah, jeez, kid, I almost shot your weasel head right off your weasel shoulders.
You wouldn't have done that.
Slinky was a funny little weasel with a crooked spine.
I was born with too many vertebrae. I don't move so good. I walk with a wiggle.
Didn't help that his mom and pop used to slap him around when he was a pup. He was always saying to me,
Sade, I want to be a detective too. Can I be your junior investigator?
Slinky, you're a good kid, but I ain't a babysitter.
We'd be a good team, you and me.
I had a soft spot for him, but he wasn't playing with a full deck.
What you doing today, Sade?
I'm on the job, Slinky. You push off and go home.
Can I help?
Don't you have a mulberry bush to run around?
You know, if you didn't want to be my partner, you could be my girlfriend.
I'll think about it, Slink. Now bug off. I drew closer to the hive of drug-crazed bees. You never knew what you were going to get. What was their mood going to be today? Silly, philosophical, or just plain mean? A swarm of buzz bees can be a dangerous thing. Something wasn't right. Too quiet. I stepped into the clearing and... Oh, Jesus, Billy, go Christ, I'm a sugar cone! Beeswax and honeycomb and bits of hive all over the trees and the rocks. It was like the hive had been torn apart by an explosion. And laying on the ground, thousands of dead bees. I was so stunned, I didn't notice I wasn't alone.
Well, Sade, Sade, Sade.
Hey, pretty squirrel.
It was Patches, a wiry coyote with an unfortunate and persistent case of alopecia.
Yeah.
And his sidekick, Rux, a big, stupid, three-legged bear.
I like your bushy tail.
You boys have a paw in this mess?
Honey. The two of us? Course not. We were just enjoying a morning constitutional.
Rux, what's with your face? You look a little swollen, like you've been stung.
And how do we know it wasn't you who committed this little act of insecticide?
Patches, really?
What were you doing here, bit out of your way?
I'm on a little scavenger hunt.
Are you now? Just out of curiosity. Were you looking for this?
Oh, sweet marmots of the Lord. There it was. The Woolworth's pocket watch, shining in the sun. I'd never seen it before, only heard about it. The stories didn't do it justice. It was the most beautiful thing. Now I understood why it could drive an animal to the brink of madness.
Sade, my squirrel friend.
Yeah, Patches?
Do me a favor and watch the watch.
You shot Maud.
Teach that mole to double cross us.
The watch, Sade. Watch it swing. shiny, pretty, back and forth. I have a very special task for you.
For me?
I need you to go to the old radio tower out by the highway. You know where it is?
Yeah.
You're gonna climb it. And right at the top, there's a loose wire that shoots sparks when it rains.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna lick that wire.
Yeah, I am.
I'm gonna give you a word. When you hear that word, you'll be free again. But until you hear it, you do what I say. Radio tower, loose wire, your pink squirrel pong.
The world spun around and melted. And I woke up here, marching toward the radio tower and my death. Crazy thing is, I know the word that will break the spell, but I can't say it. I have to hear it for it to work.
Hey, Sharday.
Hey, Slinky.
You look funny.
I've been hypnotized by Patches.
The bald coyote?
Yeah. Now I'm gonna climb to the top of this radio tower and electrocute myself.
I could stop you!
Better not try. I learned some martial arts from an old chipmunk. I'd snap your crooked neck. Just scram. Pretend you saw nothing.
I could help you and be your partner.
Only thing that'll help me is the code word that I can't push past my lips.
That's a pickle, all right. But you know that old bookmobile that crashed into the ravine? I go there and spend some time and read. Maybe I know the word.
Slinky, what the hell? What do I have to lose? Tell me, what is it that's neither night nor day? What happens after the sun goes down, before the stars come up? What's that world that exists in that fleeting time between dawn and dusk?
So now we're gonna go get Patches and Rux?
No. You're gonna go back and tell everybody you found my charred corpse at the base of the tower.
Why?
Because I know where those two murderous thugs sleep, and I got a gun.
This is exciting!
Slinky?
Yeah, Sharday?
Lose the giggle.
Right.
I'd have no problems dealing with Patches and Rux. The woods would be a better place without those two, but the watch, that splendid watch, it was going to be a lot harder. Glorious, but cursed. It had left a trail of heartache and bloodshed everywhere it went. It told the time, but the time was always midnight. I'm going to take it to the highway and toss that terrible treasure between the white lines and watch as car after car grinds it into the asphalt till it's nothing but glittering dust. We don't need a watch. We're animals. We need to know the time we got the damn sun and the moon. And we know that when life runs down, you can't wind it up again.
Thanks for streaming this episode of Speakers Forum from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sandbox Radio's The Words and the Bees was performed at Town Hall Seattle on April 25th. If you like what you heard, their next show, The Bridal Issue, is coming up soon on June 6th at ACT Theater. Thanks for listening. Tune in again soon.